by her. Ararita, perfectly worshipped. Nunam, certainly. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Hari, Lord Krishna. Ishvara, the Supreme Controller. Yet, inasmuch as na us, Vahaya, rejecting. Govinda, Lord Govinda. Prita, pleased. Yam, whom Anayat led. Rahaha, to a secluded place. Translation. Before the translation, just understand the context of this shloka. This is the gopis searching for Krishna, and he disappeared. And they're following his path as shown by his footprints. But then they noticed that those footprints were intertwined with another set of footprints. And this is actually Lalita Devi speaking, who could recognize those footprints. And is, in an indirect way, praising her mistress. And this is the one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but we'll hear that in the purport. Translation, certainly this particular gopi. Okay. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead. Govinda. Since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word Aradita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, quote, "The sage Shukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy, and thus the word Aradita is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune." Unquote. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti continues to quote the following detailed descriptions of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujjala Nilamani. At the base of her large toe, on her left foot, is the mark of barley corn. Below that is a disc. Below the disc, an umbrella. Below that, a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant goad, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar, below that an earring, and below that a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toes is a mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the heel is fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's gorgeous feet. Om Jnana Charamanda Syagana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshuram Vulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Certainly that gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to his secluded place.